Darren, Kerry and Sky, East Coast Radio.
The national anthem that was sung for the Springboks versus Italy in Italy.
Oh, no.
Okay. What's her name? Nicole.
Oh, no.
She got it right. I think after Russ and Kurt and Art.
Who's Russ?
Russie.
Rusty. Oh, gosh. Damn.
Maybe we shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, and like we're thankful that someone got from the beginning to the end of the national anthem without messing up the lyrics.
Yes. May I jump in here and a little fun fact for you boys?
Yes.
We're not allowed to sing it live anymore.
But that was live.
It's a pre-recorded, and then they sing along with their pre-recorded, so that we can never have what's happened again.
So that makes this even worse. That means a group of people heard this and gave the okay.
Yeah, of course they were.
For our national anthem to be sung at half the speed.
Yeah, no.
Oh,
half,
gosh,
bro.
She put in her own.
It took 5 minutes. The Springboks had to rewarm
up. Guys, this is not My Heart Will Go On, okay? This is our national anthem. We all sing it. This is the pace. Sorry, guys, in row K, can you wake up, please? Row K to N. Please wake up.
Maybe she'd had a little gummy beforehand and things were just going in slow motion.
But you're saying to me, this was pre-recorded,
Darren,
so they had a chance. They could have just put it through that filter where they go, one quarter faster.
So, Darren.
Perfect.
In what world would they let anyone sing a national anthem where they haven't at least heard them practice it and or sound check it and
yes.
or they've heard it? So, yes, of course this was okay.
But wait, Kerry, wait.
But why?
Was this one pre-recorded?
That's what she's saying.
So I interviewed someone once.
Yes.
Who said off record, but now it's fine because it's over the time, that here in South Africa, that the national anthems are now pre-recorded. If I'm wrong, 0617929455, just correct us.
For rugby.
For rugby here.
There's no way. Okay. There's no. I'm sorry. I don't think this one was pre-recorded. There is no way someone heard this recording and went, that's the one. That's the take. That's the one we will
so
play
bad.
To
just
give
it's
national.
Because
not because it's a little bit.
I honestly thought it was bad fiber at first. I thought it was my internet. No, I'm not joking, bro. I thought it was
did
my internet
phone,
speed.
Did
yeah.
you phone your internet
yeah.
provider?
And,
what's going on here?
We do have the video. If you didn't watch the national anthem, we do have the video. It's online, isr.co.za. Just click on Darren, Kerry and Sky. Mm-hmm. The reaction of the players, Osha, I think, like, it's like, oh my God, when is this going to finish?
Yeah.
It's online. Go watch it.
Yeah.
Sure.
Go check it out. Again, it's not our finest moment. It's really quite simple. It's like find anyone. Just pick anyone and say, hey, do you know the national anthem? Come sing it.
Yeah.
And bada bing, bada boom.
I know, bro.
Let's stop giving it to people who think they're bigger than the anthem.
Yeah, hold on, guys. She wasn't terrible. Like I see it was slow. It was slow.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
It was, but I mean, not horrendous.
Yeah, it was horrendous.
All those in favor of horrendous, say aye.
Aye.
All those in favor of it was not great, but not terrible. Aye. Okay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, that's how democracy works.
Yeah.
So,
Jesse, just say aye.
No, really, guys.
Thank you.
We just took did a census. We have 60 million South Africans. I would venture a guess that at least 25 million of them know the national anthem.
Yes,
they do know it. So I would say out of 25 million people, this is the one you chose.
So bad.
To listen to these moments and anything else you might have missed, go to ecr.co.za and click on podcasts.